This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift, and we are live from SEC Media Days at the College Football Hall of Fame with Bo. Abe is in for Mike Johnson today, myself, Allie Mack, and this hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. We are going to get into the wake-up call momentarily, 404-726-0929. We are fielding calls to help Abe in the dating app world. And I so appreciate you bringing this on air, Abe, because I have been there. It is sometimes not a fun place to be in, sometimes really fun to be
in. It's hard out in them single streets.
It really is. And you were talking about how some girl had a flex on her profile saying she doesn't watch TV, doesn't own
a TV.
That's, my goodness, that's not the flex you think it
that's
is,
such
girlfriend.
A cringe for a sports fan like me.
I know. Are there any other things that are making you swipe left on profiles?
Yeah, there's one that jumps out at me, and I think I was talking maybe with Carl, who gave me some crazy eyes when I said this. You guys know me. I have Chipper. I have a dog. I'm probably more of a dog person than a cat person, certainly. You can have a cat, and that's fine. I don't think the cat can be in your first profile pic.
I get that.
If it's in picture one, well, left.
I mean,
out of here.
A guy should never have a cat in his profile
picture.
Well,
I'm talking about for a girl.
Hold on. I know. I understand. I was getting there.
You're aware of which sites I'm using, right?
I don't know. I don't dare to think about any of that. But a girl these days has to be careful of that, too, because there is the whole, you know, the thing about, you know, what's the age range you're kind of dating in? Because a lot of times
I'm not dating in any age range. I'm looking.
You're trying to?
In the 30s and early 40s,
people
I guess.
Try to make a big deal about, you know, cats and women and single. And that, so it's
you're allowed to say the words together, crazy cat lady.
Here's the deal. Not every single lady with a cat is crazy.
No. You have to have a number before you get to crazy cat lady.
Yeah,
One doesn't do it.
I'd say five.
I was going to say three.
I don't
Three know. Is where you enter the debate.
Yeah, I don't know.
Five is a open and shut case. Three to five is that middle ground where you're having a discussion about it.
There you go. I'm a little bit more open-minded with how many cats you can have than Abe.
And have the cats, but it can't be in the first profile picture. It can't be number one. I don't have Chipper in my number one profile picture. Maybe I should. Can't be doing worse off if I had her there.
Well,
but she's not number one.
Right, because number one should just be you.
I need to be the star, not Chipper.
There you go.
Oh, like, so you have a microphone picture for your first one, don't you?
I don't think I do, no. I don't know what my first picture is. It's definitely not that.
You know, to have a dating profile and want to be successful in it, you sure don't know a lot about how it's set up.
No. Well, my own profile?
Mm-hmm.
I just haven't updated it in a little while. Maybe I should.
Maybe I should review it and proofread it for him.
Yeah, Allie, I think you should proof it because he is clear. If you put as much effort in this dating profile as you do, I bet you could tell me what channel each of your TVs was on before you turned them off before you left. Yet you don't know anything about your dating profile.
All right, TV One was on.
No, no,
Bally
don't answer
Sports,
the question. You're
the
not
Braves.
Helping the case.
TV Two, I was watching Amazon Prime. TV Three hasn't been on in a while. When it was last on, I was watching the Atlanta Dream, and TV Four. I don't know the last time I used TV Four. It probably would have been during. Probably would have been during the U.S. Open.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah, you're making a case for you to stay single, dude. 404-726-0929.
What is a red flag when you're looking for a partner on a dating app? Or what is your ideal first date? We actually had someone tweet at us. It's Bama25 said, today is actually my 13th wedding anniversary, so it's been a while. A comedy show is a wonderful first date. Learn a lot about a person on what they laugh about. That could also be a hot button too, though.
Well, it's also a problem because you don't get to unless you're getting clowned on by the comedian, you're not really talking and getting to know them a lot.
Yeah, movies. No, movies. Comedy shows.
I don't think you can do a movie until it's at least date three.
You do have to be able to talk on the first date and start to get to know someone. You have to be able to see if that chemistry is there.
Yeah,
I agree with that.
I agree.
Here's another one from my dating past not too long ago. I went to see Joker Folie à Deux with a young woman, and she didn't know it was a sequel. And it was like her suggestion, like, I want to see Joker Folie à Deux. And like 10 minutes in, she's like, was there a first one that I'm not aware of? I'm like, yeah, man, there was.
You said yeah, man, to her? Well, maybe that's her red flag.
That was the last date that we had as well.
You know what? I think you need to just, like, you need to use Allie as a resource to help you, because everything you're telling me, you're borderline illiterate at dating. And I'm trying to be nice.
I stand by my decision.
I am trying to be nice.
I think that's a good call, though.
Yeah,
she didn't know
you.
It was a sequel, and it was her suggestion. That's a problem.
And
I agree with that.
That movie sucked.
Well, I never
well,
I haven't,
that's not
I haven't
didn't
seen
help.
That movie yet. But I think the issues were coming along is if you know nothing about your dating profile and you're trying to get dates, that's a problem. That's a red flag right there. Because for me, that's a red flag. You tell me about it. You're not trying very hard.
I know plenty about my dating profile.
You haven't answered one question that I've asked you, and they're legitimate questions. They're legitimate questions.
Which ones?
What is your flex on your question?
I don't think that's one of the questions I answered. I think that's the thing.
What are your pictures? Like, what's, you know, like,
I definitely have one of me in a suit. I definitely have one of me and Chipper. I might have one of me after a race showing I'm athletic.
Oh, yeah. Well,
that's a good one to put up there.
Yeah, sure
that shows
you,
a lot about your personality.
I'm sure you in a tank top sweaty is exactly the perfect dating picture. Let's go to the – you know what? Let's go to the phone lines. I can't hear anymore.
Would you like to see it?
We've got – you know what? Yeah, I think Allie, what we're going to do is I'm going to let you drive tomorrow, and Allie and I are going to go over your dating profile and fix it for
I'm
you.
I'm not giving you my phone unobserved. There's no shot of that.
So, anyways, all right, let's go get our wake-up calls. Cannon and Noonan, you're up with the morning shift. What you got for us, brother?
So, I think a major red flag on a dating – and granted, I've never been on a dating app. I think that a major red flag is when someone has demands for who they want to be with. Because you got to get to know somebody first. And then I think that a great first date is, like you guys were saying, you can't go to a movie or a show because you need to be able to talk. So anywhere you can talk. But I think you need to do some sort of activity, like go to Six Flags or go fishing or go do something so you can see if you work well together.
It takes a special girl to be able to take her fishing on a first date. I'm not saying it wouldn't work for anyone, but it wouldn't work for everyone.
Well, hold on. In Noonan, and appreciate you calling in, Cannon. Appreciate the call. In Noonan, okay, that's not a bad thing. Now, if you were in Buckhead and the girl you knew that you were on the site with, you know, knew that she was from Buckhead, that might, even though she probably does fish, I don't think that's conducive to a first date.
Yeah.
But I do think it is good to do something if, you know, that you enjoy doing at some point in the first three or four dates with her. I mean, because that kind of lets you know, well, this could be life with this person. And also, you want to see if that person sucks at life with you.
Well,
and if they do, then you don't want to, you know, like the girl with no TVs. That's not your thing.
Well, can we talk about the Six Flags comment? Absolutely not. That does not sound like a wonderful first date to me. Does that sound like a good date to you, Bo?
Six Flags?
What time of year?
Yeah, I think Six Flags could be fun. I went on a blind date one time, and I think that I was in college, and I remember she was at West Georgia. And actually, the reason I remember this so vividly is that was when the David Pollock South Carolina play happened, because she was a big Georgia fan, and I was watching that in her dorm or whatever. But we went to a Braves game when it was at Turner Field, and it was fun because a baseball game to me is a decent first date.
Yeah.
Now, it's expensive
it's
as hell.
Slow enough that you can talk.
Yeah.
I've been to a couple baseball game dates, and it's slow enough that you can talk.
I mean,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And it might shock you guys, but that was Grant and I's first date. It was a Braves game.
I don't believe it.
I mean, how'd you get?
I don't believe it.
How'd you get tickets?
I have no idea.
Did he get you a credential instead of a ticket?
He's like, no.
I might have known somebody. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Let's get. I know Tinker, who is calling from Kennesaw right now, is going to have a very interesting dating profile take if he has one at all. What's up, Tinker?
Thank God that technology wasn't around when I was younger and trying to date. Oh my God, I don't know what I'd do to myself. I couldn't imagine trying to go through it. Couldn't you try to imagine having a pig in your profile pic? I'd like to see the feedback on that.
Well, apparently you can't be the first pick, Tinker. Not the first pick.
That's right. That's right. You're learning.
Or if you can't have more than can't have three or more, according to Abe.
Well, if you want
right,
a farm.
Well, all I got to say is good luck, Abe. But, no, the question I got this morning is one of my favorite things about the Home Run Derby is that you get to pick who pitches at you. If you were in the Home Run Derby, who would you have pitch for you?
Yeah, that's Abe, would you have your dad pitch if he's wearing his lasso?
Yeah, it's
bolo.
Not a lasso.
It's a bolo.
Bolo, whatever.
Bolo. I used to be pretty good at the lasso growing up, believe it or not.
That's not surprising. What were you practicing on?
Cat.
What? Okay.
I didn't go for the back legs. We just did around the neck.
What?
That doesn't make it better, dude.
It's
not like she's
worse.
Running. She was just sitting outside. I'm like, flip this knot around her.
Okay, let's get back to the pitching question.
I'm not running up to her, then flipping her and tying the leg.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, nothing you say makes this better. Nothing.
Yeah, you should hit
it back. I'd have my dad pitch to me, sure. I wouldn't come – I could hit a ball to the outfield grass. Like, I mean, what are we doing here?
I would – Well,
I mean, zero home runs.
Well, that's.
I'd have my dad pitch.
You know what? That's your flex. I take everything literally. Everything has. I have to answer everything literally. I cannot have fun. I would say this. My best friend from college is who I would get. My buddy Gardner, because he was a pretty good pitcher back in his day, and he's as competitive as I am. So, if I couldn't hit home runs because he was throwing me crappy pitches, he would take it as hard, the loss as hard as I would.
Now,
so.
This is an ego question, though, as well. Is he okay having the ball taken out on him? Because you can get too competitive and be like, I'm going to throw one a little bit faster, make sure he don't put one deep on me.
Because the ego at this point is to throw meatballs up there. Like, if you're not throwing meatballs, you're not doing your job. So that's to me, you can't be competitive and say, I'm going to get the guy out that I'm trying to help win a derby.
Well, I do want to say a quick apology to Will, who is a part of Mike's Mafia. I'm so sorry we didn't get to your call. We were stuck on Abe lassoing his cat, and that is just what happens with the morning
shift. The dog got it once or twice as well.
Well, coming up next, we've got the top Heisman contenders. We're going to see how these guys feel about this list. That is next with the morning shift live from SEC Media Days, where we're talking about dating apps, from the College Football Hall of Fame on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And
the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.